We left, spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the earliest man to eat matzah. So now we're trying to move into the second half of this sugya about what's the latest man to eat matzah. The sugya doesn't actually begin with matzah, it actually begins with Korban Pesach. It begins with the machlokes ha-tanoim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar and Azariah. It appears in a few places in Shas. It appears in Maseches Brachos. It appears in the end of Maseches Tzachim. You might reference a little bit of Maseches in the end of Maseches Tzachim, then Maseches Vachim. Machlokes ha-tanoim revolves around when is the sovzman of Achilas Korban Pesach. So the Torah singles out Korban Pesach is a very, very different korban from all other korbanos in terms of achila. It's unique in many, many different ways. So one of the almost different, strange kind of halachas that govern Korban Pesach is that all other korbanos, I bring the korban in the daytime and then I begin to eat it in the daytime. So some korbanos have to be in bayom uvalayla. Let's say kachim, generally speaking, have to be bayom uvalayla. So I have a korban chatas. So that's eaten, it's not eaten by the Yisrael. Korban chatas is eaten by the kohen. Kachim eaten by kohanim. So Korban Chatas is offered at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's eaten during that day, and then it's eaten throughout that night. Say a Korban Osham, so the same thing, Korban Olah is not eaten at all. So Kachim Kachim are eaten by Yom Uva Laila. Kachim Kalam are generally, with the exception of a Korban Tovim, Nel Nazir, but Kachim Kalam, Shlom, etc., are usually eaten for Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. So they're eaten the day that I bring it, these Opsukim in Parshas Tzav. So I bring it on two o'clock in the afternoon. So I bring the korban. I can eat it that day, and then I can eat it that night, and then I can eat it throughout the next day, and then I have to get rid of it, and then I have to eventually burn it the following morning. So shlam kashim kalam and echam l'shnei yom v'layla echad. But the common denominator of all korbanos is that once I do zikir adam, once the avodas adam are over, so then of course that's when I start to eat. Korban Pesach is unique. Korban Pesach, I shechted, I do the zikir adam, I do everything. And then I have to wait. I'm not allowed to eat it that day. I have to wait until the nighttime. And if I eat it during the daytime, that's a nisr. It's a nisr essay of eating it. Balayla, yeah, but yom lo. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach maybe od yom. So I have to wait dafka balayla. How long do I have to eat the Korban Pesach? So also it's a strange halacha. Because the Korban Pesach is really kachim kalim. So kachim kalim usually much longer. So here the Torah says, no. You're not allowed to wait until the next morning. In the morning it becomes nosa. For technical reasons, I'm not allowed to burn the nosa the next morning because it happens to also be Yom Tov. The Torah says, so the Teshuvah Peh explains that means the following morning. That means the first day in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Chol HaMoed, Tezayin Nisan, then I do the Sreifas HaNosa. But it becomes Nosa already much before that. So at what point does it become Osa B'Achila? At what point can I no longer eat the Korban Pesach? So this is where the Tanoim part ways. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, it says in the Pasuk, V'ochlos Abosa B'Layla Hazeh. So what does Layla Hazeh mean? So we have a drasha. It says, "Bevarti b'yitzchak b'layla hazeh." The Torah uses the phrase "b'layla hazeh" concerning Machas Bechoros. Just as Machas Bechoros, the key moment was Chatzos, so too ve'ochos habos b'layla hazeh until Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's already too late to eat the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva says, "No." Rabbi Akiva says, "No such drasha. That's not what the pasuk means, because the pasuk says, "V'chaltem osab b'chipazon chepetchu l'Hashem." You're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. You're supposed to eat it in a rush. What does that mean in a rush? At Shas Chipazon, Rabbi Akiva Darsh in that pasuk to mean until it comes time to run out. When did they run out? They didn't run out till the next morning. So Kozman, they haven't left. They're still allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So Machlokes HaTanoim about the love of their ice. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Can I eat the Korban Pesach at 3 o'clock in the morning? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said no, and Rabbi Akiva said absolutely yes. Then the Gemara says that even Rabbi Akiva, who said that in our Torah you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, Midirabanan, Rabbi Akiva concedes that you're not allowed to, because that's the first mission in Brachas, L'hachikas Adam in Haveira. We want to prevent people from violating Yisurim, because if you're going to let a guy eat the Korban Pesach 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he's going to end up eating it after Alos HaShachar. Eating it after Alos HaShachar is a Nisa Noisa, a Nisa Karis, the Choladeus. So therefore, even Rabbi Akiva, Lamais agrees that you have to end the Chatzos. So at the end of the day, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah end the Korban Pesach at the same time. At the end of the day, everyone stopped. The Chatzos was all over, Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar. The only Shaila was it over on the level of the Araisa? That was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Shita. Was it over on the level of the Rabbanan? That was Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Does this machlokes impact on us? So it impacts on us tremendously, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're not eating Korban Pesach. But it impacts on us concerning Achilas Matzah. Why should that be so? So the Gemara says at the very end of Maseches Pesachim, that this machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Loz ben Isaiah is now going to carry over to the Zman of Achilles Matzah as well. Why is that? Because Matzah and Pesach always go hand in hand. Because the Matzah is from Yechlu, so the two go hand in hand. Even though, as we learned yesterday, the Erev Tochel Matzah, there's still a Chiddush HaTorah that you have to eat Matzah even in the absence of Korban Pesach. Aval Bichein, that just means that Lamais you have to eat it in the absence of Korban Pesach. But the Zmanim are still the same. Whatever the Zman was, the Zman Shmei Smith Yishayakayim, that's the Zman that governs the Chilas Matzah, the Zman is there also. That's what we saw yesterday, that's why Taisus was free to say in the Tzadi Tes, that you can't start the Matzah until you have the taste, just as you can't eat the Korban until Balayla Hazeh, so too you can't eat the Matzah until Balayla Hazeh. So that's based off the Gemara that says that the Sov Zman also carries over. So whatever you think the Sov Zman of Korban Pesach is Min HaTorah, that's the Sov Zman of Matzah Min HaTorah as well. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Sov Zman would be Alos HaShachar, and according to Rabbi Zazai, the Sov Zman would be Chatos. What about according to Rabbi Akiva, would there be a Din Derabanan? Say, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a Din Derabanan that you can't eat Korban Pesach after Chatos. So would Rabbi Akiva carry that over the Gabi Matzah also? Would he institute a Din Derabanan Gabi Matzah? So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, that the same way that Rabbi Akiva made a Takona against the eating of Korban Pesach after Chatos, so too he made a takon against the eating of Matzah after Chatzot as well, because we want to prevent you from eating it after Alos HaShachar. Another Rishonim would say, no, there's a big difference. No, sir, is much worse. No, sir, if you eat it after Alos HaShachar, that's an Aveira, that's an Issacharis. If you blew it and didn't eat the Matzah to left the Chatzot, not the end of the world, it's just you lost out of Mitzvah's essay. So maybe we're not going to make a Hachokha, maybe there's no need to make a Hachokha on the Mitzvah's essay. So the Pasha says that that's Machlekes HaTanaim, in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, now Beis and Brachos, the Mishnah quotes the Machlokes HaTanoim, when is the Sov Zman of Kriyas Shema shall Erev? So Rabbi Elazar had a very unique sheet. Rabbi Elazar says that at a level of the Araisa, you have to say Kriyas Shema before Dalet Shals of the night, until the end of the first third of the night, until 10 o'clock. That's what all the yeshivas daven after 10 o'clock, just to show you that we don't follow Rabbi Elazar. I don't think that's why, but that's according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to say Kriyas Shema before 4 hours. Why is that? So Rabbi Elazar understood that Peshach Bucha means at a time when people are going to sleep. So in the olden days, when there was no electricity, so the normal sleeping time was people were ready to go to sleep. But who was still up at 11, 12 o'clock? All the candles had already burned out. What are you doing up there? You got to get up at the crack of dawn. So who's still up at 10 o'clock at night? So Rabbi Elazar ben Isaiah understood that if everyone's already went to sleep, that's not called Peshach Bucha anymore, Min HaTorah. And nobody else accepted that. All the other Tanaim said that's not true. That Peshach Bucha Min HaTorah means Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Shochvim. As long as people are still sleeping, even though nobody's going to sleep, that's all okay. So therefore, according to the way all the other Tanaim understood, there's nothing wrong in HaTorah with saying Kriyas Shema the entire night, because 2, 3, 4 o'clock, everyone's still in bed, so that's still good in HaTorah. Then there was Machlekes HaTanaim, Rav Gamliel and Chachamim, about should we institute an Issa Derabanan, should we say Mid Derabanan that you have to say Kriyas Shema before Chatzos? So the Chacham said, yeah, we should make an Issa Derabanan, L'Hachik Zad Ben Aveira. And Rabbi Gamliel wasn't so worried about L'Hachik Min Aveira. Why wasn't Rabbi Gamliel worried about L'Hachik Min Aveira? Because Rabbi Pasha says it's only Mitzvah's essay anyway, so what's the big deal? Then we make our Chok, then we make Siyagim. Just to make a Siyag to prevent the guy from being Yotze, Mitzvah Deraisa, so maybe that's not a sufficient grounds to make a Siyag. You can't just not make Siyagim, just stop for the kicks. It has to be a justified, legitimate Siyag. Rashi writes that the Chacham were given the right to make Siyagim, Mishmarat Mis Mishmarati. If they abuse that and they start to make unnecessary siyagim, that's an issa deraisa. You have no right to make extra siyagim. Mishmaratas, mishmarati, only those things that serve as a bona fide mishmaras are acceptable. If you start to make unnecessary siyagim, that would not be acceptable. So the machlekes at Tanaim was, is this a legitimate siyag or a not acceptable siyag? So that machlekes should probably carry over here also as well to Chilas Matzah. Would it be appropriate for Rabbi Akiva to insist that with the Rabbanon you have to eat the Matzah by Chatzos or not? Maybe and maybe not. That's a Shalom Rishonim. But according to Rabbi Loz Ben Isaiah, it's not a Siyog, it's not a Derabanan, it's in Din Deraisa. So again, so you have three different possibilities. When is the last man to eat Matzah? According to Rabbi Loz Ben Isaiah, Min HaTorah it's Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, Min HaTorah it's Peshua Alos HaShachar. Maybe even with the Rabbanon it's until Alos HaShachar. Maybe with the Rabbanon it's still Chatzos. But according to Rabbi Loz Ben Isaiah, Peshua it's Min HaTorah.
Why would there be a Shalom?
That's the Shai Sai. Shai Sai has a whole piece about this. Whether we should make the Kodesh, not make the Kodesh. So it's not so sure that we make it by Kriyas Shema. It's a machlekes in Rishonim whether we even make it by Kriyas Shema. Not all the Rishonim paskin like the Chacham and that's okay. So how do we paskin the halacha? Now we have machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Isaiah. How do we machriya la halacha? So I remember I was once years ago I used to teach a halachic class in Stern on one night a week. So we were talking about some of this, about when the Sovzman of Achil is called Pesach and Matzah, and all about when to finish the Seder. So I kept on speaking about the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So one of the girls didn't exactly understand what I was talking about. So when she, on the final, I asked a question, like to discuss this issue, when's the last time to finish the Seder? So she wrote me a whole piece about the Machlokes in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiveger, about when to finish the Seder. Kiveger was an Achron, Rabbi Akiva was a different person. Okay. But, so how do we pass the Halacha and the Shaila? So how should we follow? It's the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What should the Pesach Halacha be? So the Gemara has one of the Kloli HaPsach is that Halakha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirov or Mechaveirov. Now whenever Rabbi Akiva takes on one of his colleagues, so he usually wins. Unless we know for the contrary, he usually wins. If he takes on everybody else, then he usually doesn't win. But if he takes on just one Tana alone, so then Rabbi Akiva usually wins. So here he's taking on a colleague. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a younger colleague. Rabbi Akiva was older. The Gemara says in the fourth Berech of Brachas that when the whole Maisa happened between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chachamim felt Rabbi Gamliel shouldn't serve as the Nasi anymore. So when Rabbi Gamliel was asked to step down from being the Nasi, they were trying to figure out who should be the next Nasi. So the Gemara was giving different answers, who should be the next Nasi. So one of the suggestions was to Rabbi Akiva. So they felt that Rabbi Akiva, as great as he was, maybe he had, because he was the descendant of Gerim, they felt maybe it wouldn't be such a great idea for him to be the Nasi. So Akiva wasn't chosen to be the Nasi. Then they wanted to vote in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that's when the Gemara says he was too young. He was only 18 years old, but he was one of the Gedolei Hador, but he was too young. So they felt that to have such a young person, as great as he, talented as he was, they felt maybe that wouldn't be the proper cover for the position of the Nasius. So you see, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was significantly younger than Rabbi Akiva. Then the Gemara tells the famous story that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he asked his wife. He said, Stephen, you have to ask your wife a lot of things. You don't need that Gemara to tell you that, but you know, Stephen, that Gemara also. So when they finally approached Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they asked him to be the Nasi, so he said he has to check with his wife. So he discussed with his wife, and then they were hesitating because he was so young, and then that night, so he turned gray. I guess he turned gray because he already knew that he's going to become the Nasi, so it already got him gray. So he already turned gray, and his beard turned white, and Harani Kivenshi Mshana. That's what the Perek in Haggadah says, that his Ki'ilu, he was 70 years old. He wasn't 70 years old. He was nowhere near 70 years. He was almost 18 years old. Boy Bayoim, Harani Kivenshi Mshana, but he felt like he was already felt it. Achrech, he looked and he felt like he was already 70 years old. Okay, anyway. So Rabbi Akiva was older than Elazar ben Azariah, and he was his colleague. So Rabbi Akiva should be the one we follow. So the reason why this gets very confusing is because there are Stam Mishnayos that talk about this topic, and some of the Stam Mishnayos follow Rabbi Akiva, and some of them follow Elazar ben Azariah. So the whole thing is not clear. There's a Mishnah in Brachas, and a Mishnah in Zvachim, a Mishnah in Psachim, all over Shas, you have these contradictory Stam Mishnayos. The Stam Mishnayos are usually indicative of what the Psach Halacha is, and here we're not even sure what the conclusion of the Stam Mishnayos is. So it's for this reason that the Rishonim basically break down to two camps. The Stam Mishnayos said that we follow the view of Elazar ben Azariah, that was Tosfos' approach. Another Rishonim said, no, we follow the view of Rabbi Akiva, that was the Rambam's approach. So how do we paskin in halacha? So in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin as the sveik of the dina, that we taka don't know what the din is. It's unresolved machlokes atanoim, unresolved machlokes Rishonim, and we treat it like a suffix. What does that translate to mean practically? So it means matzah is a bit to the oraisa, so you better get moving, make cracking, make sure that you eat your matzah before chatzos, because if you eat it after chatzos, we're not even sure you could be to the mitzvah. What if a person, but the average rate a cup, and now it's 2 o'clock in the morning, hasn't eaten his matzah yet? So we will still strongly recommend him to eat the matzah, but we'll tell him to do it without a bracha. Because vis-a-vis achilas matzah, he still has to eat because of suffix the oraisa, so he still mechuyav to eat the matzah, misafik, but he doesn't recite a bracha. There is a machlokes that we've shown him. Whenever you do a mitzvah based on suffix derayis l'chum, let's say I don't remember whether I shook luv or not. So as far as the suffix, I have to shake again. I don't remember whether I heard shofar or not. So I have to blow the shofar again. So whenever I perform a mitzvah over again, mitam suffix, do I recite a bracha? So some Rishonim said, yeah. Some Rishonim said that since the halacha requires of you to repeat the mitzvah, so you're obligated to do so. So you could say with a straight face, Hashem Yidishonim Mitzvah 17 under Bershom B'chayivat, I have to go do the mitzvah over again because I'm not sure. Misafik, I have to do it again. So that's sufficient grounds to recite a bracha. And other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say that we can split the psak. Vis-a-vis the mitzvah itself, you have to do the mitzvah, misafik. But concerning the bracha, we look at that independently as a suffik brachas. And suffik brachas is l'hokal. That's what our practice, that's what our minhag is, like those Rishonim, that we insist on repeating mitzvahs misafik if the mitzvah is derais. If the mitzvah is derabanan, then you don't have to. If the mitzvah is derais, you have to. But you don't recite the bracha based on suffik brachas malkum. So that's what the poskim write, that if a person finds himself at 2 o'clock in the morning and hasn't yet eaten the matzah, he should eat the matzah. We should strongly encourage him to eat the matzah, misafek, minatayr, misafek. But push comes to shove, should he recite a bracha? So we shouldn't recite a bracha, because since there's a chance that he's already did the mitzvah before, so then, or in this case, there's a chance that he's not yet anyway, so then he should leave out the bracha. That's how we pass in the halacha. But the bottom line is that we really, really strongly want to encourage you to eat the matzah before chatzos. Because if you can eat it after chatzos, you may have blown this mitzvah deraisa. What does that mean, you should eat the matzah before chatzos? Which matzah are we talking about? So we eat the matzah multiple times throughout the night. So what part of the Seder are we focusing on? So we really eat the matzah at three different stages. We eat matzah b'metimah, so we eat it again at Kerchim, eat it again after Afikoman. So which of the three are we referring to? So there is a big machlekes that we've shown him what exactly is happening at the Seder. It's a very strange thing. Leave out Kerch for a minute. Just the beginning of the Seder, the end of the Seder. So we beginning of the meal, the end of the meal. So we eat a piece of matzah b'metimah. So then an hour passes, we eat the meal, we sing hasbimah, so we eat, and then an hour later, all of a sudden, bachem, we take another kezayis, eat a second kezayis. So the first kezayis we recite a bracha on. The second kezayis, at Afikoman, we don't recite a bracha. We have to eat it. The Gemara says the fair, you have to eat that matzah. You have to eat matzah at the end of the meal. But it's not clear what is going on. Which is the mitzvah matzah? Is it the Erev Tochel matzahs? Which is the real mitzvah Erev Tochel matzahs? So this was a major mechlekes that we showed him. So the simple pshat, and the sugi is the shittas harash. So the rash writes that, of course, the first kezayis is the mitzvah deraisa. Why would anyone dream that that's not the deraisa? That's the moment when I'm doing Be'erev Teich L'matzah. So, of course, that's the mitzvah in HaTorah. And that's exactly why I recite a bracha on it. Because that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So if a guy eats the first kezayis and never gets around to the afikoman, so it was yetzi in HaTorah anyway. So why in the world is he eating afikoman? So the Gemara says you have to eat a kezayis at Bacharayna. So why? What's it based on? So the Rosh says, Mestama, the reason for eating kezayis Bacharayna is based on something totally different. This is not the mitzvah of Chilas Matzah. It must be a zeichel of Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach we know was eaten at the end of the meal. It was Nechel al Hasova. Why was it Nechel al Hasova? So there's a machlokes of Rashbam and Tosfos. Why was it so important? There's about a mikdash to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. Why can't I eat it at the beginning? So the Rashbam says, because you have to eat a Korban Kedosh Shemalachim Oichlim. That a melech doesn't eat stars. The melech is never hungry because he just had a big lunch, then he eats a big supper, then he has a big breakfast. He's constantly eating a lot. So the melech is always very, very full. So just as a melech eats his meal in a very royal, elegant manner, he's never starving. So too, when you eat the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach has to be nechel al ha-soiva. It has to be eaten in a manner of chashivas of kabanas. Why? Because the Torah says that the kabanas are giving l'moshcha. L'moshcha means l'gedula. So whenever you do any type of achilas kabanas, it has to be done in a very, very royal, elegant way. So that's why Korban Pesach has to be nechel al ha-soiva. We don't have Korban Pesach, this man is there, but what we do have is Eichel Korban Pesach, and the Eichel Korban Pesach is the kezayis of afikoman. So therefore, dafka, at the end of the meal, dafka, when we're full, we eat a piece of matzah, not for matzah. We eat the matzah already. Forget the opposite is true. Matzah is supposed to be with teyovim. Matzah is supposed to be hungry, because it's supposed to be hidden mitzvah to eat matzah. So I eat the matzah, the first kezayis is with teyovim. That's the mitzvah deraisa of Erev Teichel Matzahs. And then the last kezayis is a zeichel Korban Pesach. And that's why there's no bracha. Chazal won't recite a bracha on this zeichel Korban Pesach. So that's the way the Rosh understands what's going on at the Seder. And the Rashbam has the exact opposite interpretation. Mamash v'nafcha. The Rashbam says in Maseches Sochim that the real kezayis is the last kezayis. Just as the Zman HaMikdash, they ate the Korban Pesach at the end, and the Pesach is supposed to be eaten together with the matzah, according to Hillel, it's supposed to be eaten mamish, literally as a sandwich, according to the Rabban, it's supposed to be eaten one after another, but the matzah is eaten at the end of the meal, and that's the real Achilas Matzah, that's the Emes Achilas Matzah. Why are we eating matzah at the beginning of the Seder? Why don't we, if we're not going to be eating to the mitzvah matzah till Nechel HaSoiva, so why are we eating a matzah at the beginning of the meal? So the Rashbam says for pure logistical concerns. What's the reason? Because you want to wash. We want to have a yontif meal. So you want to wash. So what are you going to wash on? Are you going to wash on bread? Chametz. What are you going to wash on? You have to wash on matzah. So you never get stuck. You have to eat a piece of matzah in order to start your yontif meal. But the mitzvah of matzah is not so much later, says the Rashbam. So then there's an obvious problem. If the mitzvah is not so much later, so why in the world are you making a bracha at the beginning? So the Rashbam makes a reference to a Gemara in Aviv Pesachim, where the Gemara speaks about, let's say you have a fellow who comes to the Seder, and he realizes he doesn't have any maror. He doesn't have any karpas. He doesn't have any vegetable for karpas. He doesn't have any potatoes, doesn't have any cucumbers, any bananas, anything, nothing for karpas. So what's he going to use for karpas? The only thing he's got loads of romaine lettuce. He's got tubs of romaine lettuce. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do? So he's stuck. So you have to do karpas. Chazal Masachin, you have to do karpas. So he doesn't have another vegetable, so he takes some lettuce. So now he has a problem, because the thing that he's using for karpas is maror. So he doesn't want to be yotzei maror now, because maror is supposed to be after the matzah maror yachlu. The order is supposed to be matzah first, then maror. So the guy's mamshir pickle. So he has to eat maror now, even though he's not really being yotzei mitzvah now. So the Gemara says, strange then. The Gemara says, you're right. He has to eat the maror now, and he has to make a bracha, al achilas maror. Why? He doesn't want to be yotzei the mitzvah. Why is he making this strange bracha right now? So the Gemara says, la'acha she'ochol, mila kreisa mehem yachsev yivarech. The guy's, what's he going to do otherwise? He's going to eat a piece of maror, and then he's going to make a bracha 2 hours later. That's a joke. That's chuchot lula. He already ate the maror. So since physically he's eating maror, he has no choice. He has to physically eat the maror. So he mainly has to recite the bracha now, even though he's not really yotzei. The mitzvah is not really till later. So somehow the bracha is held on in limbo until a little later. So the Rashbam says, that which the Gemara describes, that strange phenomenon, hilchos brachos, that I recite a bracha on something that I'm not really being yotzei now, and the whole thing is put on hold. But because physically I have no choice, I have to eat the maror now, I have to recite the bracha now. So the Rashbam says, we do that every single year. That's what we do with every Seder. That's exactly what we do concerning matzah. That we're really not yotzei now. The mitzvah is really much, much later at the time of the Achilas Safek Komen. But Nebuch, we have to recite a bracha now, because otherwise, lacha shibla kreis amehem, if we're going to eat matzah and then make a bracha an hour later, that's not going to look right. So according to the Rashbam, it's a very, very strange thing that we sit down to the Seder, we have motzi matzah, and it's a big joke, motzi matzah. It's nothing. It's not the mitzvah derais. The real mitzvah derais is later on. The mindset of most people at the Seder is like the rush. I mean, most people, like, they sit down at the Seder, people get all psyched up like the rush. We hope people are still awake by Afikoman, but some Afikoman in people's minds is not as important as the first Kedayis. So we seem to follow the view. It doesn't make much of a difference. We do both anyway, but usually we usually think in terms of follow the Shittas HaRosh. But the Poskim write that one should try to be careful that they should eat the first Kedayis before Chatzos. If a guy blows it and doesn't even eat the first Kedayis before Chatzos, he mamish blew the Mitzvah Deraisa. Misofik, maybe, we're not sure. It could be that he blew the mamish, outright blew the Mitzvah Deraisa of the Chamatzos. And even if the person somehow eats the first Kedayis by Chatzos, but then he blows the Afikoman by Chatzos, so according to the Rashbam, he really didn't fulfill the Mitzvah properly, and even according to the Rosh, it's problematic. Because the whole goal was supposed to be Zeichel Korban Pesach, and according to half the Tanoim, Korban Pesach is not supposed to be in half the Chatzos. So then that would be a pretty terrible Zeichel Korban Pesach. It's a Zeichel to what you're not allowed to do. Because matter of Mikdash, you weren't allowed to eat after Korban, you weren't allowed to eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos, and now the guy is doing his Zeichel after Chatzos. That would be a terrible, terrible fulfillment of Zeichel. So therefore, for both of these reasons, either because we want a Chaparayin Achilas Matzah according to the Rashbam, or because we want to chaperayin the Zeichel Korban Pesach according to the Rosh, at the end of the day, one should be very, very careful to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Rishonim, that since it's a snake in the Dina, we don't know whether Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right. So therefore, we tell you that you better make sure to eat not just the first Kedayis before Chatzos, but you better eat the second Kedayis, the Kedayis of Afikoman before Chatzos as well. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So notwithstanding what it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim based on the Gemara, not everybody's so careful about this. Some people drag up. Some people are doing it. We assume everyone's doing it L'Shem Shemayim, having these very, very long magids and having these very, very deep conversations and a lot of zmiras with Yishbachos, and things are schlepping out. And all of a sudden they realize this is 10 minutes before Chatzos, and they haven't even taken out the soup yet. So they got it's a big problem. So what do you do? So there is a famous solution of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer is a famous chap, Alam de Shechab, to try to enable the person to continue his Seder, not have to rush and throw all the food away and just eat the Afikoman, but a way to still chop around the Afikoman Mikra Adin and then continue the Seder afterwards. What's the chop of the Afikoman Neza? So the Neza says as follows. What you can do is you take a piece of matzah, 5 minutes for Chatzos, you take a piece of matzah and make the following tonight. It says that, who's right? Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? I have no idea. But one of them's right. So he says, if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, and I really, really have to eat the Afikoman right now in the next 5 minutes. So then, Hinni Muchim Zuman, Mashayim, Yicha, this should be Afikoman. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is my Afikoman. And if Al Asad that Rabbi Akiva is right, what's the rush? So it's not my afikoman. So it's just a piece of matzah. You light a bunch of matzah during the meal. So it's another piece of matzah. It's just a plain matzah b'yam. It's not my afikoman. So the guy makes it tonight and eats his kezayis, the kedusha of tahara, according to some. According to Rabbi Loz Ben Zayi. According to Akiva, it's just munching on matzah at the meal. And then what happens? So now it takes him 2 minutes to eat that. Now it's 3 minutes till chatzos. What does he do? He waits. Waits for 3 minutes. Why? After chatzos comes, now what? Now he can continue his meal, l'chol ha'deis. Why? According to Rabbi Akiva, for sure he can continue his meal. Why? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, he never ate his afikoman. So he never had in mind to eat afikoman. Normally the Gemara says, "Ein maftir nachar afikoman." You're not allowed to eat anything after you eat the afikoman. You know, in the Bizman of Mikdash, you weren't allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach. And Bizman of Zedek, Gemara says, "Ein maftir nachar matzah afikoman." You're not allowed to eat after Achilas Matzah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you would be allowed to eat here because you didn't eat afikoman yet. This is just another piece of matzah. If I eat another piece of matzah while I'm eating my soup, that doesn't create an Isra Achila. So I wasn't having in mind the Shem afikoman. So then I'm permitted to continue to eat after the afikoman. But after the quasi afikoman. But according to Abloz ben Azai, Gevalt, how can I eat? According to Abloz ben Azai, it was chalon, it was typhus Hashem afikoman. So the answer is, when is this Isra to eat after afikoman? You're not allowed to eat after afikoman when it's still this man of the say. Let's say the next morning. A new chum, you can't eat the whole week of Pesach. You can't eat the whole year. Why? Because it's after afikoman. Well, it's honest as that. So the Isra of eating after afikoman means kol zman, it's still the Leil Pesach, it's still the Leil HaSeder, you can't eat after the afikoman. According to Abloz ben Azai, the Leil HaSeder is over at 12 o'clock. Over by Chatzos. By 2 o'clock in the morning, it's ready the next day. It's the next morning, according to Abloz ben Azai. It's meaningless. So according to Abloz ben Azai, the Isra of eating after afikoman only applies until Chatzos. So now it comes out, says the other day, that the guy who ate his matzah tonight, 2 minutes before Chatzos, he waits till after Chatzos, and then he can continue his soup, and his chicken, and his side dishes, and he can have dessert. Everything is Ramesh Kedaz, he can have a regular, beautiful, wonderful meal, and he's good to go. According to Abloz ben Azai, he was yotzei already, and now he's just stopped munching in the middle of the night, like any other Friday night, and at the end of the night, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he hasn't yet fulfilled afikoman. At the end of the meal, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's just not going to take another piece of matzah. And that would be good enough for afikoman l'chol ha'deis. So that's what some people practice. Some people follow this when they get stuck in these kind of situations. They follow this Avdei Nezer. Not everyone accepted this Avdei Nezer. Some people had certain issues with the Avdei Nezer. So l'chadchili should try to do it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this tonight. The Rishonim don't quote this kun. So those who were able to finish the afikoman before chatzos should try to do it. Those who are in their parents' home, they're not under their control. So instead of making a whole fuss out of it, they become chassidish for the night. Follow the sukkah shel, follow the Avdei Nezer, not the end of the world. Okay, good. So when we talk about the finishing of the matzah before chatzos, we've been focusing on the matzah. This matzah is their isa, it's the real makoy. What about some of the other mitzvahs halayla? Do we have to be so careful about finishing all the mitzvah halayla before chatzos? So the chorus depends who you ask. If you ask Rabbi Loz ben Azai, so the answer is yeah. If you ask Rabbi Akiva, the answer is no. But the question is, we ask ourselves, and we're not sure what the answer is. So we don't know what the halacha is. So I want to know, let's say I rushed and I finished the afikoman before chatzos, but now halal is going to be recited after chatzos. Or the third cup, or the fourth cup, or the last of the dalakosis are going to be fulfilled after chatzos. Is there anything wrong with that? So again, if you'd answer Abloz ben Azai, he would say, yeah, that's a big problem, because there's a din, you have to say halal and Pesach night. So according to Abloz ben Azai, it's not Pesach night, it's not really Lehel Seder anymore. There's a din with the Rabbani, you have to drink Dalakosis at the Seder. It's not the Seder, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, it's not the Seder anymore. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that would be perfectly okay. So what's our take now? We who are not sure what the halacha is, we're not sure whether we follow Abloz ben Azai, we follow Rabbi Akiva, so what do we do? So we treat it as a suffix. So now what? So when it came to matzah was a mitzvah midaraisa. So when it comes to deraisas, we get all nervous. So suffix deraisa l'chumra. What about when it comes to derabanan? So the pasha says is that talikosis and halal, these are all mitzvahs derabanan. So that's the case, that these are all mitzvahs derabanan. So then by derabanan, maybe we have a right to be a little bit more meikil. So is that true? So that's a further machlokes l'mishanim. So Tosfos writes that even though we try really, really hard to be machmir, to finish the matzah before chatzos, but when it comes to halal, halal's derabon anyway, and halal's derabon anyway, so then it's not the end of the world. And the Ran disagrees. The Ran says, no, it's not right that we should try to finish the entire Seder You want to sing Echem Yodeh, Gadja, you want to, whatever, that you can do after Chatos, sing Seishah Shir, but do it after Chatos. But any part of the Seder that's halachic in nature, up to the end of the Dalakos, that's the halachic end of the Seder, right, when we get to Nirtza, that's the end of the Seder, up the halachic, the answer is only Minhagim. So that part of the Seder should end before Chatos. What's the issue? What are Tais and the Ran arguing about? Why don't we have a right to rely, just say Sefet Yobah Lekula and call it a day? So it could be that this Machlokes Tais and the Ran is part of a general approach to a machlokes that they have in another context, happens also to be Maseches Pesachim, about the issue of Safek Rabban in general. When it comes to Safek Rabban Lekula, so there is a big machlokes that we've shown him. Is Safek Rabban Lekula a good thing, something that we're happy with, something that we're comfortable with, something that we live our lives lechatchila with? Any and every time we have some Din Rabban on hand, so okay, no problem, Safek Rabban anyway, but it's a big deal, so we'll just be makel. What do I say? No, do I say that Safek Rabban Lekula is after the facts? Safek Rabban Lekula is, like hopefully that we'll learn next year, a little bit of chicken fell into my pot of milk. I'm not sure whether I have shishim or not. So maybe that's Safek Rabban Lekula. It's something that happened after the fact. But to set up a situation of Safek Rabban Lekula, is that right? Is that an appropriate way of doing things? That Sveikas is just not mutal lechatchila shel lechatchila. So that seems to be machlokes harishonim. So Tosus in Maseches Menachos, Nafsamach Vav, we spoke about this Tosus many times in the past. There's a famous Tosfos in Menachos Nafsamach Vav and Aleph where the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that Tzvirus HaOmer B'Zman HaZeh is only Midrabanan. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara itself about it, Machlokes Yishev in the Paskin, but Tosfos Paskins, like the Man D'Omer, that Tzvirus B'Zman HaZeh is only Midrabanan. Why? Because in the Torah, you need the Korban HaOmer. In the Torah, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have a Korban HaOmer. So the whole Mitzvah Tzvirus is only Midrabanan B'Zman HaZeh. It's only a Zechel HaMikdash. Tosfos on the spot writes that since we pass in that way, therefore you can count Tzvir L'Chadchila during Ben HaShemashos. Ben HaShemashos is a Suffolk anyway. We mentioned yesterday between Shki and Tosfos, we're not sure what day it is. L'Gabi D'Raisos, we would have to be Machmir. L'Gabi D'Rabbanan, we have a right to be Mekel. And therefore Tosfos justifies what's the common practice in many shuls today, is that they have my road and they count Tzvir 5-10 minutes after Shki and call it a day because Suffolk D'Rabbanan L'Kula, and that's perfectly legitimate. Tosfos on the spot has an even bigger chiddush. Tosfos writes that not only are you allowed to count Ben HaShemashos L'Chadchila, then Tosfos adds on, maybe it's preferable to count Ben HaShemashos. Why? Because the Torah says that the days of Tzvir have to be Tmimos, and that's the source. You count me by Erev. How come you don't count Tzvir in the day? How come we count the night before? Because Tmimos means you have to get the whole day in. If you can count the next day, you miss that half the day. So some Mishnah say that's even Li'ikuva, it's a Shaila, but L'Chadchila for sure, you have to count me by Erev, you have to count at night. So Tosfos writes that if you have to count the Erev, you should count the earliest Erev as possible. Because if you daven at the Terech Lach Minyan during Sfiras, then you only got 22 hours of the Yom Tamim. If you daven at the Terech Lach Minyan, then you got 23 hours. If you daven at the Erev, you daven at the Ben HaShemashos Minyan, then you got the full 24 hours in. So Tosfos says, forget, the earlier the better when it comes to Sfiras. Not just Al-Zriz Magdil Mitzvah, it's the bigger Kim of Tamimus. We don't pass like that. That idea of Tosfos does not appear in Shulchan Aruch at all. We don't find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that if a guy usually davens at 11 o'clock minyan, he's got to daven 10 o'clock minyan during Sfira in order to get more of a tamimus. There's always a reason among people in the mitzvahs, but al tamimus, we assume that as long as the Sfira is taking place by Laila, that's enough for tamimus, that's acceptable for tamimus. So Tosfos' idea that the earlier is a greater kiyum, that's very questionable. But Lefishit is that Tosfos, that the earlier the better, then Tosfos says, not only are you justified in counting Ben HaShemashos, but it's preferable to count Ben HaShemashos. Then Tosfos throws the curveball at us. Tosfos writes that it's probably even better to count before Shkia. Why before Shkia? Because that's super duper duper Tmimus. You can't get more Tmimus than that. If I count Ben HaShemashos, so maybe I lost the first few minutes. If I count before Shkia, then I got an absolute full 24 hours Bli Shum Safek. That's Gevaldik. That's the best Tmimus possible. What's the problem? It's a huge problem. It's the wrong day. If I count now, I'll count the week before Pesach. I'm going to count the 27th day of Shkia right now, so it should be a Tmimus. Well, Tmimus is that. That's not the right day yet. So it's a very difficult Tosfos. So Avram says that Tosfos is a very, very unique shita. Tosfos says you can count the Shema Asid. That means I'm not saying that Hayom today is the third day of Sfira. I'm saying it's going to be the third day of Sfira. That's not what we say. We say Hayom Shlosh Hayom. It's a very hard understanding. We're very unclear what Tosfos meant. So that one line of Tosfos for sure doesn't depend on Shulchan Aruch. We bechlal don't accept this. We don't accept this idea that you can count before Shkia. Count before Shkia al Shema Asid. And Tosfos says that that's better. That's like a chiddush, gabi chiddush, gabi chiddush, gabi chiddush. That we definitely don't accept. Whenever I quote this Tosfos, so I always have a, so it goes along with the story. Those who know this famous story that goes along with this Tosfos. Remember the story? Oh, okay, this goes back to my last Gilgul, to my last dating days. So I was a certain girl who I went out with, only went out with one time, and the father, when I came to pick her up, so the father was a Shul Tamil Chacham, so he sat me down, it was right around Shavuos time, so he wanted to talk to me, learning for a minute, so we started to talk about the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, one thing led to another, so we're talking about Sfiras Sfiras Omer and Benash Moshos. So he said to me, according to that Tosfos and Menasech Benochah, such and such. So he stopped me and said, what Tosfos? Tosfos doesn't say that. I said, that's a very, very uncomfortable position. No, Tosfos does say that. No. So I said, I don't think baby. I'm not sure. He said, no, show me Tosfos. So I remember, like yesterday, almost married 25 years. So I had to pull the safer, it wasn't my father. So I have to pull the safer off the shelf. Open up the taste of Tamach Vav, and it says the favorish. You should count Lechachila, maybe Yad Yom. So he was very excited to find the taste. Okay, that's the only thing I remember. I don't remember anything else about the date, but I remember that. Okay, fine, get back to that story. So Taisa says that Lechachila, before they come up with this whole kunsim about counting early, during Ben HaShemashos, they had mamash no qualms about counting Ben HaShemashos, because Safed Yabon Lekula. And many people follow, many shuls follow this practice. So the Ran, in the end of Masechet Pesachim, where the Rishonim discussed the Dinim of Sfiras Omer, so the Ran writes that even if Sfiras Derabanan, which is a big even if, we're not even sure, the Rambam Paskins, like the other Pit in the Gemara, that Sfiras Deraisa Bezbanazah, but even a Niach, that Tais is right, that Sfiras Bezbanazah is Derabanan, the Ran says you still shouldn't count Ben HaShemashos. Why not? Because V'chi Eisen Tzavik Derabanan L'kul L'chadchila, says L'chadchila you should do a mitzvah Derabanan drawing Ben HaShemashos, that's not right. What Sabbath Rabban Lekula means, let's say a guy by mistake counted Sphere already. So, okay, so he counted those lines. He was Yaitse already finished. Misafik. If he ate Masa Misafik, you have to eat again. If you counted Sphere Misafik, you don't have to count again. But Lechatchilis or Lechatchil, to go ahead and do a bit of Rabban or Safik, like Mechatay, why should you live your life based on Sphakis? Why should you live your life based on Sabbath Rabban Lekula? This is the Ran, could be Lechitosa. The Ran is the famous Kasha, but also about the Lel HaSeid. The Gemara says that there was a Machlokes in the Gemara. Which of the Dalakosis require a say, but whether the first two or the last two. Everyone agrees you don't need all four. It's just the Machlokes, which two. So the Gemara says, since we don't know what the answer is, we do all four. That's what our practice is. We do a Seba in all four, but it's only Misafik. So the Ran is the famous Kasha. When you say Safik Derabanan Lekula, so the Ran gives multiple answers. So the less popular the answer is the more popular answer is the disaster. But the less popular answer is, the Ran says it's so easy to avoid. He said, you're going to drink the wine anyway. So what's the difference when you drink the wine like this and drink the wine like that? So you spill a little more wine on your kittel. So this, what's the big deal? So the Ran says that whenever you have, it's so easy to avoid relying on Safek Derabanan Lekula, it's not right to do so. So that's the Ran Lishitasa, that don't count now. Wait 10 minutes. You count like a mensch. You have to tiske chum, you have to count the sphere early. So that which the Ran says, that you're not supposed to do Safek Derabanan Lekula Chachir, and Taisa seems to accept that you are allowed to do that, maybe that's what's playing out here in terms of the Leila Seder as well. So the Balei HaTosfos have no qualms in saying, well, it's only a Suffolk anyway where the Yayas Yefta Chatzos, so what's the big deal? So it's only Derban anyway. Matzah, that we concede, you have to eat before Chatzos. But how is Derban anyway? Dalkai is Derban anyway. The whole thing is Derban. So do it Yefta Chatzos, even Lechatchila. And the Ran stops Tosfos in the tracks. They know it's not right. But the same way that I say that you're not supposed to rely on Safek Derabanan Lekula Lechatchila when it's easy to avoid, you're not supposed to count Sfira. You're not supposed to rely on just doing Hatseba by Tzavan Kaisis. Whenever it's so easy to avoid, you have to try to avoid it. So it would not be right for a person just to hide behind Safek Derabanan Lekula and continue his Seder after Chatzos. So the Ran says that the right thing to do is Lechatchila to finish everything before Chatzos, even the Derabanan parts of the Seder. So that's the Machlokes HaRishonim, a different practice. Some people are very careful about this. They try to fulfill what the Ran says, and the Ramok quotes this, Lechatchil ben Poskim Rai, Lechatchil to follow this Ran, you should try to finish the whole Seder, Halachic Seder by Chatzos, and others are a little bit less careful about this, those who are not so machmir on this, so they're following Shittas HaTosfos. Is there something else behind this idea of maybe finishing the whole thing before Chatzos? So we've almost been saying, it's only Derabanan anyway, Halach, everything's Derabanan. Not so posh that everything's Derabanan. It's not so simple that the halal, the Leila Seder, is only a Derabanan tikka halal. It's not so clear why we say halal b'chlal at the Seder. The Mishnah says at the end of Pesachim that at the Seder you say halal. So it's not clear what the mechayev of halal is at the Leila Seder. So there are some Mishnayim who say the Ramban writes that the halal at the Seder is what's called the halal shel mitzvah. There are certain mitzvahs that are just so emotional, so charged, mitzvahs, so exciting mitzvahs, that you can't do those mitzvahs without reciting halal. So the Ramban writes, based on the Gemara, in the ninth Pesach of Pesach, the Gemara says, "B'shach shchitas haPesach they stand in Halal." What do you think Halal for? What's the Yom Tov Pesach? What do you think Halal for? So the Ramban says that When you have a great mitzvah, such an exciting, wonderful mitzvah, Shechitas HaPesach, it's a mitzvah of Geula, such an inspiring mitzvah, it has to be accompanied by Hallel. That's what the Gemara says. When you shake a lulav, you have to say a Hallel when you're shaking a lulav, not just because it's Yom Tov, just the lulav itself is such a happy, joyful mitzvah, you have to say Hallel. So the Ramban says that there are two moments of Korban Pesach that are unbelievable rejoicing. One is the Shechita, one is the Achila. The Achila Tzachim is the main part of the mitzvah. So therefore, Chazal instituted, you have to say Hallel twice. You have to say Hallel B'Shach Shechita. That's what the Mishnah records in the fifth Perek of Pesachim. They would say Hallel when they shechted the Korban Pesach. And then in the tenth Perek of Pesachim, the Mishnah records when they ate the Korban Pesach, they also recited Hallel. So why are we singing Hallel now and not eating Korban Pesach? So the answer is, well, it's a Ke'ena Mikdash. We're eating matzah, we're eating afikomen, we're eating just as we do everything else, the Zechel and Mikdash. So our recitation of Hallel on the night of Pesach is Ke'ena Kriyas Hallel of Achilas Korban Pesach. So whenever you have a Hallel of this nature, it's a Hallel Shel Mitzvah. It's a different kind of a Hallel. It's not a Hallel that's linked to a specific event, like a Hallel on Eis. It's not a Hallel of a Yom Tif, like the tomorrow morning's Hallel. It's a Hallel Shel Mitzvah. That's how the Rabbani answers the question. That we share Mabal, but the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yechanan Yudches Yomim Shayyachah Gemis Hallel." There are 18 days that you have to say a full Hallel. In Chutzah it's 21, and 18 days in Eretz Yisrael you have to say a complete Hallel. So the Rabbi Yechanan lists off all 18 Hallel of the year, and Pesach Adar is not on the list. So the Rabban says, "You know why it's not on the list? The same reason why Pesach is not on the list, because those are different Hallel. Those are Hallel Shel Mitzvah." Rabbi Yechanan was talking about Yudches Yomim Shayyachah Gemis Hallel. There are 18 days in the calendar that are Mechayev Hallel. So the 8 days of Sukkot and Shavuos and first the Pesach and Chanukah, those are the days of Hallel. And then there are mitzvahs of Hallel. So the mitzvah of Hallel is not on the list Rabbi Yechanan wasn't talking about. Not because he didn't say Hallel those days, because it just wasn't relevant to his discussion. So the Ramban understood that the Hallel and Pesach night is a mitzvah to Hallel. But other Rishonim understood differently. Other Rishonim said that the Hallel and Pesach night is a Neis Hallel. It's a Hallel for the Neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That since the Ika Geula really in a sense happened at night, that's when the Neis and Machad Zecheres happened. That's when Klai Yisrael were in a sense declared to be free, even though they didn't go free till the morning. That's the Shas HaNeis, and the Shas HaNeis requires the Hallel. So the Hallel Shel Neis. That's what the famous word Haigon is. Haigon is quoted by the Ran is saying that you don't recite a bracha on Hallel and Pesach night. Somebody Shem Taka said you do make a bracha, and Rav Haigon said you don't. Why don't you make a bracha? So Rav Haigon explains because it's a Hallel Shel Shira, it's not a Hallel Shel Kriya. What in the world does that mean? So that's the famous beer of the Rav, that the Hallel on Pesach night is a Hallel of Hanais. It's a Hallel that you just burst out with. It's a spontaneous Hallel. It's different than the Hallel of Chanukah. Hallel of Chanukah is a Zechel Hanais. Hallel of Pesach is a Shas Hanais Mamash. It's considered to be Mamash like the Shas Hanais. So if that's the case, that the Hallel that we recite on Pesach night is the Hallel of Nais, is that a Deraistika Hallel? Is that a Derabontika Hallel? So there's a famous Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Yudalev, where the Gemara says that when events of Purim occurred, Chazal weren't sure whether they should institute Kriyas HaMegillah, whether we should make a new Yom Tov. They thought that would be maybe a Shalat Bal Tosif. So finally they realized, no, it's okay, you're allowed to do that. Why? Because they had a Kavah Chayma. Abdus L'Cheiros Om Shira B'mis L'Chayim L'Kol Shegen. Now since they celebrated at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim as Yoshe Moshe, and there the stakes were only Abdus L'Cheiros, and this is B'mis L'Chayim Haman was a much greater danger than Paro was. So Kavah Chayma, we have to recite a Hallel. Notice the Gemara doesn't mention the fact that one was a Neis Nigla, one was a Neis Nista. That's Lobab HaCheshbon. But the fact that the Yeshua, the Tzar, the potential Tzar was greater, so Kavachemer, we have to recite the Hallel. So there was a famous Machlokes, the Chassam Sofer, and the Nitziv, how to understand that Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer understood that's a Din Deraisa. And whenever you have this tremendous Yeshua, tremendous Neis happens, and you save him, Yisrael Chaim, so you have to respond in Hallel Min HaTorah. It's a Kavachemer. Kavachemer is a Deraisa. And the Nitziv said, no, the Kavachemer is only true Min HaTorah, B'Shas HaNeis. When the Neis happened, the first Chanukah, the first Purim, the first Shas HaNeis, that would be a Deraisa. All the celebrations, the Kriyas HaMegillah of Purim and the Kriyas HaHallel of Chanukah, those are all Zeicha Neis. After the fact, years later, to remember those events, those are all Medirabanim. If that's the case, that says in the Tzir, that Hallel B'Shas HaNeis is Deraisa and Hallel Yachar HaNeis is only Medirabanim, so maybe one could argue, says in the Tzir, that Hallel and Pesach night is the one time a year when we stuck on Hallel HaNeis Deraisa. Why? But since there's a din of a chol dor v'dor, you have to relive, you're leaving Mitzrayim, so that's what we say in the Haggadah. First we say the passage of b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam v'rsus atzmo, and then the next line we say l'fikach anach l'chayavim. What's the connection? What's the l'fikach? So the Tziv explains that l'fikach is is the realization that we're dealing with the Shas HaNeis. Once we just ascertain that the Chol Dor V'Dor, we're not celebrating events of 3,500 years ago. It's current events, not history. Pesach is not history. Pesach is current events. So since the Chol Dor V'Dor, Chayav Al Nur Sazatzmo, therefore we're about to say Halav Al Doya, and the Halav Al Doya is elevated to be a Deraisa to get Halav Al Doya. If that's the case, so then Halav and Pesach tonight is not so simple. Not just a Derabon to Gahal. It's a Deraisa to Gahal. It's a Chi of Gova Minatara, Kal V'Chaim. It's Splinta from Azir Shemoshe. You have to say Halav, celebrating these events. So if that's the case, so then we should treat the Halav and Pesach like a Deraisa. So maybe we should insist on doing it the right man. We don't want to push the Halav off till after Chatzos. We want to say the Halav Mamish right now. Maybe there's another reason why we want this Halav to be said at the right time before Chatzos. Maybe it's a Deraisa for a different reason. Because we say that matzah is called lechem oni, so one of the many interpretations the Tosha Mepeh has for lechem oni is lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. So what are the dvarim harbe? So Rashi writes, halav hagodah. So the fact that we gomel of the halal, that we say the whole halal on Pesach night, in the context of the matzah, that's a kiyum derais, that's lechem oni. So you're going to blow it, if you're going to push off the halal to lift the chatzos, according to Hefta Tanoim, you're too late, you just blew the kiyum of lechem oni. Unless you argue that I have chapped around, I was yotzei lechemon with the first two prachim of halal. I said that before chatzos. Maybe minatari, that's good enough. So that's not clear. So there are a few reasons why it probably makes a lot of sense to if you're in control of the timing at the seder, which very often we're not. But if you are in control, then it makes a lot of sense to try to aim that everything should be done before chatzos. Number one, that the Ramah quotes the Ram lechemchila, even if everything is derabon, it should still be performed lechemchila before chatzos. And number two, we do have potential chashash of deraisas here. There may be a kiyum derais of halal of anais, there may be a kiyum derais of lechemoni, lechemoni of harbe. So it probably makes a lot of sense to try to chap around the halal before chatzos. Again, those who are not able to, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, and mikra, then we pass it, b'diavad is good after chatzos also, but lechemchila, if one can, one should try to do so. But when it comes to the matzah is obviously much more serious. The first kazai is for sure, and even the afikoman, if one's able to maneuver, is really preferable. In a big way, the Bishan, right? Why don't you really try to eat the afikoman at least before Chatzos? Okay. All right, we'll take a little bit of a break. Maybe we'll have Mincha. Ask you to hang out for Mincha. Okay. Tomorrow, what's our schedule tomorrow? Anyone know? Tuesday, okay. So we'll figure out tomorrow what our schedule is. Okay.